You come expecting. Amen. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. We had some extra handouts for t-shirts if you want one. And we're having some outreaches next month. Amen. Got some at Walmart and Downtown Days. And if you want to be part of this, and just see me, or the one at Walmart is headed up by Danny, since he's out there every day anyway. So, but you can see him and see what that's all about and volunteer for that also. Today we're going to be talking about the faithfulness of God. Amen. Life gets tough sometimes, and we need to be reminded from time to time that God is faithful. Amen. He's still faithful. I want to read the article Pastor Laverne put in the Sunday handout this morning. It's really good. It's about pursuing the good shepherd. Psalms 23:6 tells us, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." The shepherd goes before the sheep, and the sheep follow him. When you follow or pursue him, the good shepherd, his goodness and mercy and all the blessings you need in life will follow after you. And what is the key to that? When you follow or pursue the good shepherd. Amen. Don't pursue the blessings. Pursue Jesus, the blesser. And you pursue Jesus, amen, then everything follows with him. As you pursue him, you don't have to be concerned about the blessings, because they will follow after you. The Hebrew translation of Psalms 23:6 tells us it's much stronger or more aggressive. It literally says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall hunt me down." Surely goodness and mercy shall hunt me down all the days of my life. And just as we believe that God's mercies are new every day, we believe that his faithfulness is also hunting us down. Amen. Father, we thank you today for this time that we have together. It's all about you, Jesus. And if we keep our focus on you, then all these other things is going to be added to our lives. And it's because of you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place today, that you would fill us again today with your precious Holy Spirit, that out of our belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Fill this place today with your glory, Lord. That every person that's here does not leave like they came, in the name of Jesus. That we are reminded today of your goodness and of your faithfulness and of your love for us, Lord. That it endures forever and ever and ever. And that you're pursuing us and you capture us with your love, Lord. Father, pursue us. Pursue us, pursue us again and again. And as we pursue you, we're captured by you, Father. And we just thank you for that today. Thank you for this time of worship, Lord. Thank you for the people that you have set in place at this time to lead us into that place of worship, God. And we just lay aside everything that may have happened this week and things that we have appointments for and things that are coming up this week. For a while right now, God, we center our focus on you. We center our focus on you today and worship you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, as you can see, we have multiplied a little bit. Yes. Miss Kim will be back. She's on a family trip today. So we've got Willie and Pastor and Jerry, and Brenton's coming along just fine. He's going to start out with us. And so I just thank God. Now, you know, when I come to church, let's everybody stand up. Now, this morning, we're going to have us a good time, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. You know, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Amen.
Right? And sometimes we're just too serious. Now, I mean, there's a time to be serious, and there's a time not to be serious, and then there's a time just to enjoy life. Well, now, we're going to enjoy life this morning, all right? So we're going to start out with a happy song, count four.
Oh, I could sing unending songs of how you saved my soul.
Well,
I could dance a thousand miles because of your great love.
because of your great love. My heart is bursting, Lord, to tell of all you've done, of how you changed my life and wiped away my past. I want to shout it out from every rooftop, sing, for now I know that God is for me, not against me. I could sing an ending song of how you saved my soul. Well, I could dance a thousand miles because of your great love. Everybody, come on now. Everybody's singing now, 'cause we're so happy. Woo! Everybody's dancing now, 'cause we're so free. Woo! If only we could see your face, sit smiling over us, unseen angels celebrate, 'cause joy is in this place. How you saved my soul. Well, I could dance a thousand miles because of your great love. My heart, come on now. My heart is bursting, Lord, to tell of all you've done, of how you changed my life and wiped away my past. I want to shout it out, woo, from every rooftop sing, for now I know that God is for me, not against. My soul. Well, I could dance a thousand miles because of your great love. Everybody, come on now. Everybody's singing now, 'cause we're so happy. Yeah. Everybody's dancing now, 'cause we're so free. If only we could see your face, sit smiling over us, unseen angels celebrate, for joy is in this place. Woo! Glory to God. Now, did you catch that line? God is not frowning when he looks at you. Amen. I love that part. If only we could see your face, see it smiling over us. What? Unseen angels are celebrating today. Why? Because
joy is in this place.
Amen. Amen. All right, now this is another old one that we did. And Sherry, I need you to come up front. Because remember that song, Can You Believe? You know all the motions. All right? Went to the enemy's camp. Glory to God. Just for a few minutes here, you're going to be our focal point. Some of these people don't know how to do this song. So I need everybody, you know, it's can you believe what the Lord has done? What did he do? He saved me, cleansed me, and what did he do? He turned my life around, and then what did he do? He set my feet upon the solid ground. And then when we get to the enemy camp, you know, we march to the enemy's camp, and he take back what he stole from me. And then, all right, okay. You know, sometimes you just got to put a little something with it, amen? Yeah. I mean business today, right? How many of you need to march into the enemy camp like David did?
Yeah.
Come on now. Come on now. All right.
I praise God that all of you are worshiping the Lord in your heart. But some of you don't look like it.
All right. Amen. All right. Give me a count for me. I'm in C. All right. Here we go. I got to look. You ready? All right. Can you believe what the Lord has done in me?
Yeah.
All right. I believe it. Yeah. Can you believe what the Lord has done in me? Well, he saved me, cleansed Can you believe what the Lord has done in me? Can you believe what the Lord has done in me? Well, He saved me, cleansed me, turned my life around, set my feet upon the solid ground. Can you believe what the Lord I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. I took back what he stole from me. I took back what he stole from me. Well, I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. Because we're going to declare what the Lord has done for me. Amen.
All right. Help me off there.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm going to praise Him.
Peace of mind. Well, my sins were scarlet. He washed them white.
Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. 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 Wow. Praise God. Wow. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve such a good God, don't we? Hallelujah. Well, you know, it's just like, you know, the Lord shows you things. I had shared with a few people that I coming in here one Wednesday night. Kim and I were going to meet on another night and practice. That was when Bob was going through his surgery and all that. And I came to the back of the church, and I looked up here and started to get a little sad. And all of a sudden, the Lord kind of slapped me on the side of the head. He said, "You see that platform full?" And I said, "Yes, sir. Yes, sir." And look what the Lord has done. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you. We serve such a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. Let the King are good. Come on. Good. Oh, you are good. you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. Come on. Good. Oh, let the King of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song. Now look to him. You are good. Come on. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. 'Cause you are good. Come on. Good. Come on. You are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, do that. You're never, come on. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. He's never going to, if he says he's going to give you a promotion, he will. Okay, you may be seated. We're going to take up our offering right now, thanking God that he is good. And because I'm focused on him, his goodness and mercy are coming right behind me. They're chasing me. Remember that? When I pray for somebody now and I'm thinking about somebody, I say the goodness of God is going to get them. The goodness of God is going to get them, because that's what the Word of God says. People are going to be won over by the goodness of God. You know, they need to understand that if you don't accept Jesus, sure, we know, if you're lost and you die, you're going to hell. But the goodness of God's what's going to keep them. Amen. Father, we thank you so much for your faithfulness every day of our lives. Thank you that our people give and you prosper them in every area, Father, physical, soul, and body, that we believe in the prosperity of your people because of their faithfulness to give to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to just keep worshiping the Lord.
Like a fragrant sweet perfume, let our
season and our sacrifice consumed as a sweet aroma of worship fill this room. Sing it again. Let the sweet aroma of worship fill this room. Let it rise before the Father like a fragrant sweet perfume. Let our songs of praise be pleasing and our sacrifice consumed as a sweet aroma of worship. Magnify you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
I want to share something with you. This is a story. It has a testimony. It's not my testimony, but you won't hear it from the person it belongs to. Maybe you will. I don't know. But I'm going to share it with you now. A couple of days ago, two or three days ago, Cindy got a call. Cindy, relative, that's her daughter-in-law. She called Vern and she said, I need y'all to pray. And Jack had been out somewhere with a veteran at a veterans meeting. And he was standing up at the podium and he was speaking, sharing the verse. And all at once he just fell. Just fell backwards. Some kind of object behind him, he hit his head on it. Right across the back of his head. That's not a good place for anything to happen. And when he hit his head, he coded. He died right there on the platform. And there just happened to be somebody right there real close that knew CPR. And so he started trying to resuscitate him, and in a few minutes they got him back. And he spent the next couple of days in the hospital. He had to have 15 stitches in his head. And they thought that what caused it to begin with was his blood pressure. It was so hot out there and his blood pressure dropped so low that he just passed out. But the thing that caused him to code was the lick he took on the back of the head. And so now he and I have another thing in common. I told Laverne, I said, there must be some kind of spiritual string that connects me and Jack Ernest together. Because it's almost like when something happens to one of us, something similar happens to the other. But he's fine. He got to come home from hospital yesterday. And he's doing okay. I guess he's kind of an old sore head right now, but he's doing okay. But it's just, God is always there. You're never gonna let me down. Devil may punch at us and knock us down. But you know, the scripture says the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Put that in my idea of thinking. The devil may knock you down, but not, God's not going to let you get injured. At least permanently. He's going to raise you up again. Because he's so many things to us. And we're going to sing what those things are right now. Thank you.
midst, I worship you. Come on, church. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Hey,
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are here, touching every heart. Come on, church. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you. Are you ready, church, now? Ready?
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are here, touching every life. Come on. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. Hey,
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Can you stand one more time as we declare this today, church?
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Waymaker.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
God, that we can count on your presence being with us at all times. Even when we seem like we're in the darkest pit, you said, I'm there with you, and I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. Even when things are not going the way we like for them to, when our lives, Lord God, seem to be in a turmoil, you said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. I'm in the midst of it with you. And we thank you, Lord God, for that. And I pray, Lord God, that your people would not lose sight of the vision that you are never somewhere else. You're always with us. You never walk out on us. You never say to us, you got yourself into this mess, now you get yourself out. But you, Lord God, are so compassionate and so full of love that you, even though you would look at it and say, you got yourself into this mess, but I'm going to get you out. Trust me and I'll get you out. Lord God, let that kind of faith arise in us and be resident in our heart. Not that we have to go looking for it in the turmoil and the trials, but it'll be right there coming out of our mouth. And the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. He'll quicken our mortal bodies. And we can. Whatever we need to do, we can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We can do it, Lord God, because of you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen. That we are anointed. We are
appointed
and apostles. Amen. We are anointed, appointed apostles. Right. Glory to God. I take that. Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah, that's better record service.
Yeah.
AAA. God's AAA. Mm.